nervously and partied hard, not sure if they would be carrying their work belongings out in boxes the following day. We danced the Hora, a traditional Jewish wedding ritual, which ended with me being elevated on a chair and my husband being thrown precariously up in the air on a large white tablecloth. Another moment of trust. Guests whirled around us, clapped and made oi, oi, oi noises. Meanwhile, outside the barn, the biggest global financial crisis in history was building up ahead of steam. It was, of course, the beginning of the nerve-shattering period when many businesses fell off a cliff and the world's financial system came closer to collapse than at any time since the Great Depression. As we now know, the economic repercussions of the meltdown would engulf the world for many years to come. But my wedding day, rich with tradition, also marked the downfall of something more profound: public trust in institutions. Who was to blame for the crisis? What were the main causes? These questions were at the heart of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, created to investigate the banking collapse, and the answer was damning. The crisis was the result of human action and inaction, not of Mother Nature or computer models.